Okay, I'm back. All right. Anyways, point being, you can get on the NXTN with your DMR radio. You can get a taste for what's going on. You can get a taste for the activity. And then if you like it, you can go out and buy an NXTN radio. And they're not expensive. Off the top of my head, Mike and I bought a couple of ICOM. I want to say they're 4161s. Thank you, Michael.
Michael's
answering me on the phone. Yeah, they're ICOM 4161s. I think we've got less than $150 in each radio, so they're not bad. For us, they're kind of test radios just to make sure that the mode works and that things work the way we expect them to. I primarily talk on P25 and DMR. That's my preference. But NXDN is a great mode. It uses the same AMBI vocoder that DMR and YSF Narrow use. I'm watching my Allman page, so I'll know when I drop. So you know their audio is compatible with DMR, compatible with YSF Narrow. It's not bad, and you know you can have a lot of fun with that. If that's an interesting comment, Mark. You know, and that's one of the modes you can go. If you want to go along that route, that's great. P25 is a great mode. I could do a whole segment on why, as it turns out, the Yaesu Fusion radio and a hotspot is the way to go because you can get on P25, NXDN, YSF, DMR, and YSFY with one radio. It will do all of the digital modes through a hotspot and the bridging software. So, you know, and you know what? I believe the Yaesu 270 is their current inexpensive radio, and it comes in under $200. So, you know, you can go that route too, and again, operate all of those same modes through your hotspot or through your MMDVM repeater. It doesn't put you directly on the mode, but it certainly gets you close. Go ahead, Mike, pick it up.